And we are here in the studio with Julie Isom from the Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce, and hoping that Susan Peters will show up while we're talking.
I hope so.
We're going to be talking about 4th of July activities.
Yes.
So, Julie, the Chamber takes the lead on 4th of July activities for the community. Do you want to just kind of give a rundown of what to expect on,
sure,
on the 4th, which is Monday this year?
Yes, a Monday, which makes Monday a good day this year. We have 41 entries so far in the parade, and I'm expecting more. Today's the deadline, and just from past experience, I've been told that the last-minute people are usually the last day, and today is the deadline, so I'm hoping I get lots more. 41's not a bad number, though. We usually have between 45 and 60. I'm really hoping for more. So the parade lineup starts at 10:30. The main parade begins at noon. Downtown activities that the Chamber is organizing will be just a few food booths, maybe four, in the downtown area near Fat Stands, the Fish House, Lumberjack Arena, Salmon Landing area. And there will also be live music throughout the day and a huge beer garden, from what I hear, from Fat Stands. So that will be attractive to people in the downtown area.
Okay, and I saw Susan Peters on her way in right now, so she can talk a little bit more that. A little bit more about that. If you want to continue with the parade,
yes.
In years past, it switched the direction. So, is it which direction is it going? Is it always going to be in that direction from now on?
Yes, from now on, it will always be from Madison to Tatsuta, so we will begin at Madison. That seems to work better for everyone involved.
Okay, great. So just logistically and...
Yes, okay. Yeah, and the traffic jam down near the other end of town, especially when we have cruise ships in, is just horrendous. So.
Okay, all right, wonderful. And so 41 entries, what else can you tell me about the parade? I know the Tatsuta family has been named the Grand Marshal.
Yes, and speaking of the Tatsuta family, they've got lots of family in this weekend, just in town. And so they're actually going to have a trolley in the parade, and the trolley is going to carry most of the Tatsuta's family. So that will be fun to have them in a trolley and waving to everyone. So, yes, the theme is Hometown Proud, which is broad, which a lot of people are really liking. So
you can interpret it anyhow you want, any way you want.
Yes, exactly. And we got some great judges this year. Our computer headquarters guys, Computer HQ, they have said they'll get a gang of people together to do the judging of the parade, and it'll be on the platform of the Fish Pirate Saloon. So it'll be outdoors on the platform. It'll be all decorated. You'll definitely notice the judges.
All right, great. Yeah. And what other activities are happening? I know the plaza is going to have a lot of booths.
Yes, the plaza will have booths. I believe some games also. I've heard in past years there have been thousands of people in that area. I've been in that area, and I find it easy to navigate through the people, but I've heard it's thousands.
Okay, great. And Susan Peters has joined us from the Downtown Steering Committee, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And there are some activities that are going to be organized in the downtown area as well. And if you could just kind of let people know what's going on.
Yes. Along with the Chamber, this will be our third year. We started to have a little bit of activity downtown centered around the Lumberjack Show and their Iron Jack.
That's right.
Yeah, show that happens every, 4th of July. So we just all got together, the Chamber and the downtown and some merchants, about 3 years ago, thinking it would be nice to have a little activity downtown again and have some food booths and have some music. So we started it 3 years ago, and it's just grown, and everybody seems to like it. I believe there's five booths going to be downtown also, and it will be just from 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Some of them are setting up at 10.
We've said go ahead,
10 o'clock. Yeah.
And there's a variety of food items and maybe one game.
Sounds like they're going to have a game.
Right. Yep. So good activities downtown also. And then I know some of the merchants right at, like, Fat Stands will have a beer garden extended. The street will be blocked off right there at Main Street and Millway. I believe that's the name of that, right? Right at that corner. So it'll all be open to the booths. And there will be some bands playing all day. And then the Iron Jack show starts. And then after that, I think some more bands. Mm-hmm. And then the fireworks. So a little activity downtown also.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so that's all on the 4th itself.
Just the 4th, yes.
And in the past, there have been booths around the 4th. Is that continuing at the plaza?
Yes,
or?
At the plaza, there will be booths on the 3rd. Not on Saturday, but she's going to start on Sunday, and it'll be a good 2-day stretch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And the duck race, I assume, is...
Yes. There's a pre-happening. Before the duck race, there's always the root beer float giveaway, which is huge and so popular. They always run out, but you just got to get there and get your root beer float. I've been involved in making and distributing those root beer floats for years, and it's such a fun thing. Because people are, they stand around, they say, free? What? Is it free? they actually give out these root beer floats. And it's kind of a celebration of such a successful year that Rotary had. And each year they do have a successful year. They sell those duck tickets. The ducks float down the creek. And they make their money for great service projects here in Ketchikan.
It is pretty impressive to see all those rubber ducks come cascading down Ketchikan Creek. Exactly. Even if you don't buy one, although they're certainly... Welcome to, yes.
All right, great. And Julie, I'm trying to remember exactly all the different booths downtown just to go over it. I know that I am also on the board of the First City Homeless Services, and they're going to be serving soft ice cream and sundaes.
Right.
There will be some Filipino food.
Yes, Filipino food. Then chicken, somebody else is going to have chicken with a cream sauce over it. It's going to be a different kind of chicken. And... there will be canned jams and jellies, so jars that you can take away, not something that you eat right there. Then also fry bread.
Oh.
And the booth that's having the fry bread is going to have a kiddies game. We don't know what it is yet. They're going to surprise us.
Great.
So it's a good assortment.
Yeah, something. More.
Kiddies, children.
Right,
okay.
Children, not kittens and dogs.
Got it.
Kiddos.
Kiddos. I was imagining something completely different. So. All right, wonderful. And anything else going on that people should probably know about ahead of time and plan for?
I don't think we said the Iron Jack competition was at 7. It is definitely at 7 p.m.
At the Lumberjack Show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's always a fun event.
Can you kind of describe that event and what people can... It's not the Lumberjack Show. It's not the tourism show that they do on a daily, multiple times a day.
That's right, and from what I understand of it, it's not the Lumberjack Athlete Show, with lights and music, and they might have lights and music in this one. I'm not sure, but it is an actual competition where they're competing for the national... Iron Jack, and it's pretty impressive because some of the folks are right here in Ketchikan that compete, and they've got some pretty impressive numbers on their sawing and chopping, and it's nice to see the skills of people here.
Okay, great. Anything else we need to know about?
I think that's it.
All right, everybody, come out and enjoy the 4th, and hopefully the weather will be similar to today's.
Yes, let's all hope.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, Susan Peters and Julie Isom.
Thank you.